Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It is Wednesday, March 8th. I'm Steve Hall, and I'm here to talk about all the news surrounding Liverpool Football Club from the last 24 hours or so. And yeah, although we are all still, you know, basking in the glory of Man United getting walloped 7-0 at Anfield, there are other stories, other little bits of news breaking as well. So we're going to be speaking about Josko Gvardiol, going to be a little bit on Mason Mount, a little update on him as well. And also going to be talking about Liverpool's new away kit, which has seemingly been leaked online. And spoiler alert, looks like something that might have been made by a child on Minecraft. But we'll get to that in a moment. Right, let's start off then with RB Leipzig defender Josko Gvardiol. It was reported a few days ago by transfer guru himself, Fabrizio Romano, that the Reds are interested in the RB Leipzig defender. Now, I'll be honest, listen. Fabrizio Romano reports and tweets and says a lot of stuff, and sometimes he's right and sometimes he's not so right, and some people have, you know, mixed opinions on Romano. Some people think he's the greatest reporter in the world, and some don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. Well, his story has been backed up by what some probably would say maybe a slightly more reliable source. I wouldn't say that, of course. I love Fabrizio, he's a cool guy, spoke to him a few times, but some people might have doubts about his report. And well, Sky Sports Germany's Florian Plettenberg, friend of the show, at Plettigoal on Twitter, great, great guy is Florian. He said that, as reported yesterday, LFC is interested, he says. I've got to be careful here because I'll go word for word so I don't misquote him. As reported yesterday, LFC is interested. He's on the list. It would be a great fitting, he says. But I've been told that it's not hot at this stage. There's no negotiations yet. Leipzig wants to keep him 100%. His release clause is in the summer of 2024, worth 110 million euros. So at the Croatian, then, it looks like he is one of the names on the list of Liverpool. Like I say, it makes sense. We've been talking for a while now about centre-halves. Are Liverpool interested in one? We spoke to a friend of the show again, Neil Jones from goal.com, who said he's heard whispers from within inside Liverpool that this season's going to be Joel Matip's final season at Anfield, and the Reds are eyeing changes at centre-half. Now, that all makes sense. Whether the Reds are going to go and spend what could be a huge, huge fee on someone like Gvardiol, it remains to be seen. There's a lot of work to be done this summer. We're going to be speaking about the midfield shortly as well. We all know who Liverpool are after, in particular, a certain Borussia Dortmund and England centre midfielder. But if they are looking to upgrade that centre-half, again, financially, to do that in the same summer as Bellingham, I don't know about that. We'll see. It could be that Gvardiol's one for down the line. And, you know, his release clause, which is can be activated in 2024 for 110 million euros, that's a massive fee. But maybe Liverpool are just keeping tabs on him now. Like Florian says, it's not hot at this stage and there's no negotiations. It might just be Liverpool are very much aware of the player and keeping tabs on him and see how it all pans out. Now, he would be a great signing. It's whether Liverpool think that they need to go and spend that much money on a centre-half who might, you know, unless they're going to try and get someone to break in ahead of Ibu Konate, which I'm not sure he really wants, given the level he's been playing at, to go and spend it on a rotational player. Again, Virgil van Dijk's not getting any younger, but he's going to be here for a while yet. So at best, maybe someone comes in a third choice. That's a big old fee to go and to spend on somebody. Like I say, I've got no surprise that Kvaratskhelia is on a list and he's of interest. He's a brilliant player. He's shown already at such a young age that he's, you know, he's the man for the big occasion. He's not, you know, wilted under pressure either for RB Leipzig or, of course, for Croatia, where he featured very, very well in their World Cup run. Like I say, he's only just turned 21. He is essentially a kid. He's got a lot of experience playing. I think that's worth noting as well. You know, he's already played, what, over 130 professional games between his time in Dynamo Zagreb and, of course, since moving to Leipzig in 2021. So he's a young player, but he's got plenty of experience. And I think that would be appealing to Liverpool. Of course it would. But that fee is astronomical. It's a massive fee. And to expect them to spend that in a summer where we think they're going to be going pretty heavy on the midfield as well. Like, I might be wrong, and it might be that this new investment that John Henry was speaking about, you know, we spoke about that on yesterday's Bite Size, it might be that whatever money comes in that they are really, really going to go to town on transfers. And if so, absolutely happy days. I'll gladly see Kvaratskhelia playing for Liverpool. I think he's already an excellent defender. And age 21, he's got room to grow and grow and grow and become like an absolute superstar. So if Liverpool want to go and do that, perfect. Nobody's going to be complaining here, that's for sure. But yeah, as Florian says, he's obviously a target. He's on the list. Liverpool are aware of him, but the fact that nothing's really happening just yet, like I say, they're interested in him. We can confirm that they like him. He's interested. They're interested in him. But I'd be pouring a little bit of cold water on anything imminent. Well, like I say, there's months to go until the transfer window opens anyway.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So we'll see what's won, what's panning out, and who, you know, who this investor is, if Liverpool can, you know, NFSG rather, can get it over the line. But yeah, it's one to keep tabs on. Like I say, he's of interest, but there's not too much coming now. Speaking of players then that Liverpool are interested in, I think it's well established by now from some, again, pretty solid sources that Chelsea and England midfielder Mason Mount is also on Liverpool's potential list of targets. As it stands, he's yet to agree a new deal with Chelsea. His contract expires in summer 2024, but it's unlikely that Chelsea, if he's not going to sign a new deal, would keep him beyond this summer. Really, they would like and probably would need to shift him on. They need to shift players on anyway. You know, Todd Bowley went absolutely mental during the last couple of windows or whatever, and Chelsea have got a surplus of players. You know, I saw a report saying that up to as many as 12, 13, 14 players could leave Chelsea without them even replacing them, given how the sheer size of the squad that Graham Potter's currently managing. But yeah, Mason Mount then, who Liverpool are interested in, well, it's been reported by Goal.com that Liverpool will face competition from Mount if he does leave Chelsea, with Newcastle United also interested in signing the England midfielder. Like I say, as it stands, I think Mount probably would prefer to stay at Chelsea. I might, that would be my guess if cards are on the table. But if he can't get a deal done with Chelsea and he is looking elsewhere, then Newcastle are obviously now in that race as well, with, along with Liverpool. This came from Max Matthews, who's writing for the Mail Online. He just said, yeah, Newcastle have joined the pursuit for Chelsea's Mason Mount. The Blues are determined not to lose him for nothing when his deal runs out. So if they can't agree an extension, they will look to sell him. Liverpool are keen on the 24-year-old, but Sports Mail understands that Newcastle are also in the hunt. The Magpies have the deepest pockets in world football because of the highly controversial Saudi owners. Goes on to say that Eddie Howe's side want to sign some marquee names, but obviously are limited because of financial fair play and who they've already signed so far, with the likes of Isaac, Gordon, Botman, Pope and Target all coming in. So Newcastle want to go big on the transfers, but they can't go as big as perhaps they would be able to financially if it weren't for FFP. This is something that I think we're going to have to get our heads around now, is that when you're shopping at the top end of the market, there is another mouth to feed. Newcastle are going to be there or thereabouts. They might not be there yet in terms of history of success on the pitch, or, you know, even what competitions are going to be playing in. They've still got a very good chance of qualifying for the Champions League. I'd like to hope they don't, because it would probably be at the expense of us. But you get what I'm saying, in that there is now another shark in the tank. You know, Liverpool have been battling with some pretty big teams to try and get players. We saw, you know, Man United were in for Gakpo, Man United were in for Darwin Nunez. We've had loads of them. When Virgil van Dijk was for sale, Chelsea and Manchester City were very much interested in signing the Dutchman, and it goes on and on and on. You know, the Bayerns and the PSGs and the Real Madrids and the Barcelonas of world football. But now Newcastle, given their absolute financial might, they are now very much in there. They might not deserve to be in there in terms of sporting success, or even, and I say this quietly because I know it might offend a few Newcastle fans if they listen, but like, even in terms of stature of club, they're a massive club, but I still think there's clubs like Liverpool who are even more ginormous in terms of the standings in world football. But they've got the financial power to be able to compete with anybody when any footballer becomes available. Man City did this very early on after Sheikh Mansour purchased Manchester City Football Club, and Newcastle are very much in this mix again now. I don't know what Mason Mount's desires are, wishes are. Does he want to go and play for Newcastle? Maybe he thinks he'd be more likely to get games there or whatever. Newcastle could probably pay him more in terms of salary as well. So it is definitely worth one, you know, let's keep an eye on. I've always been of the opinion that if Mason Mount didn't sign with Chelsea, then he would become a Liverpool player. But this might throw a spanner in those works, with Newcastle having the financial might and potentially to even blow Liverpool out of the water. Right, then moving away from players then, I want to speak about Liverpool's new green away kit. If you haven't seen it already, if you go to our mates at thisisanfield.com, they've got a picture of it front and centre on their website. It's there. It says Liverpool's new green kit. So Liverpool's new green away kit leaks online. It's another throwback to the 90s yet. So the ever reliable footyheadlines.com, who do such great work in terms of getting all information about football kits early than anybody else. They do a fantastic job. The guys at Footy Headlines, they've written a report saying, ending all speculations and wrong leaks, we can now show off the Nike 2023-24 Liverpool away kit. There were some horrendous images online of what, you know, people thought it might look like. There was one that looked like it had been painted on. There was one that looked almost similar to like a Glasgow Celtic kit, which, again, just it didn't really feel like that's the route that Liverpool were going to go down. It turns out the new kit looks a little bit like the old one, that the old 1995-96 away kit, where there was two green squares and two white squares, almost like a Battenberg-style pattern. Although this one is almost like a futuristic version of that. So if you ask somebody in 1995 what a futuristic kit might look like, they might have drew this new one. I understand that in an audio medium like I'm speaking about here, it's hard to visualise, but you haven't seen it. It's on the Red Men TV Twitter account. It's everywhere. Just go on any device and Google new Liverpool away kit and you'll see a picture of it. I showed it, for instance, to my wife and son yesterday, and both of them said the same thing. It looks like something that someone from Minecraft would build. And I can see that does look a little blocky at times. But yeah, essentially it's a white and green away kit. The Liverpool are sticking on those themes. This year's is obviously more green than anything else. It looks like next year's away kit. Another little throwback. Apparently the home kit's a bit of a throwback to the kit that was around, I think it was 1997, 98, around there, the one with the white collar. It looks like the away kit's going to be similar. Another modernisation of an old classic. But yeah, though, some of those monstrosities that we were thankful that weren't real, I think it's fair to say, have been dispelled. But But yeah, we'll soon find out when this new kit's going to be available. I would trust Footy Headlines for what it's worth as well. There's also reports that the third kit is going to be a pale purple colour as well. First time that they've worn a purple kit since 1819. Obviously, the New Balance kit at that time. I mean, Alisson's been wearing purple goalie kits a little bit. But yeah, Footy Headlines, as well as reporting on the new away kit, they've said they've hinted that the new third kit is going to be a nice pale purple colour. Similar colour to what Alisson has been wearing this year, if you're wondering what that looks like as well. Very similar to that. I think they call it Space Purple. Yes, which I'm not 100% sure what that means. But there you go, yeah. Liverpool's new kit. Go and check it out. Redmen TV on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's all over there. And I say, yeah, the guys at This Is Anfield have done a good job collating it all together as well. Right then, going to start wrapping up there. Just want to let you guys know about some of the amazing content we've got coming from here at Redmen HQ. If you want to listen to any of our great shows, such as the Final Word, the Intermatch Reaction, the In The Ground, the Bias Football Podcast, or tomorrow's Redmen Uncensored, if you simply go to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain and use the code BITESIZE on the payment screen. BITESIZE is all one word, BITESIZE. You'll get 50% off for 3 months. So yeah, head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use that code BITESIZE on the payment screen, grab yourself a discount, check out some amazing Liverpool content. And if you're after some of the Boss Liverpool merch, by the way, our Jamie Carragher, Gary Neville mugs and t-shirts have been flying like hotcakes. So go to redmenmerch.com. Perhaps if you work in an office where you're surrounded by Man United fans, whether the Manx or not, go and order yourself one of those cups and just use it on your next tea break, or maybe serve their next drink in it to them. Yeah, they are. We've sold like literally new mega numbers on those ones. They're proving so popular. So if you want to get your hands on one of them, Red Men Merch is the place to go, redmenmerch.com. Right then, we'll start wrapping up there. Like I said, keep an eye out on everything Red Men, whether it be on this podcast feed, whether it be on Red Men Plus, or whether it be on the YouTube. We've got you covered around Liverpool Football Club every single step of the way, like we always do. And we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Bite Size. Until then, everyone, take care.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com